Some grammar books categorize some verbs or expressions. Perhaps this is not helping much. This can become more confusing because when you are talking, it's challenging to remember all these different examples or categories based on sentiment, demand, request, doubt, necessity, volition, and any others, and some others. I mean, I read many years ago when trying to help some students with this, and I wrote down a note which it says something like that. If exists the possibility that the action which I'm speaking about has not or may not take place, then it is necessary to use the subjunctive. In other words, the subjunctive implies subjectivity. On the other hand, if it is a realized fact that the action has taken or definitely will take place, the indicative is used. So, I have put you some examples below. Peter goes to the shop, or Peter went to the shop. In that case, the speaker is related to an objective fact. So, Peter definitely will go to the shop, goes, is going, you can say as well. You see another kind of present. Peter went to the shop is a fact that already has been there. Therefore, we are using, the forms, using the indicative. In Spanish, you'll say something like Pedro va a la tienda, or Pedro fue a la tienda, or Pedro estaba yendo a la tienda, whichever is the form that you're using